UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, this is the FAA in Trinidad, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
And we had an airplane report. What he told me, he says, I just saw a very strange-looking object over the Vita Pass, which is on the front range of the Rockies. And it's all north-central Colorado, and it is the front range. Over that La Vida Pass area, this aircraft was flying westbound from, from Pueblo to Alamosa area. So he was going westbound over the pass. And I tried to get him to describe it, and he said that it was, he had never seen anything like this, of this nature before. And that he said he hated to say it, but it looked like a UFO. I got his name and his phone number if you want to talk to him, because I could not get him to describe it over the air. And he lives over by the Creed area, Creed, Colorado, and it will probably take him another hour and a half to 2 hours to get over there. But I told him that I would give him his name and phone number, and that you people would probably want to call him about it.
Well, very good. We sure appreciate this.
Okay, that's all I can tell you.
Okay, do you want us to get back to you and let you know if we come up with anything on it?
I would appreciate it, yeah. That's our flight service area, and I'd like to know if there's something over there.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We understand that you saw something up in the sky tonight when you were flying.
Yes, sir, I did.
I wonder if we could get a description of exactly what you saw.
Yes, sir. Looking like a metal oblong spheroid, pretty much like stainless steel in color. No distinguishing features. No airfoil that I could discern.
Uh-huh. Was it dark at the time?
At the time of the encounter?
Yes.
No, sir. It was about 15, 20 minutes past 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. You didn't see any openings or lights?
No lights. There was an area that near the upper portion of it that struck me as if it might have been translucent. But I could, just kind of the look you get if you look at some of the translucent block or something. It's almost like there's light behind it, but you wouldn't bet on it,
I see. Okay, was this thing moving across the sky, or was it maintaining a stationary position?
In relation to me, it was stationary.
Okay.
In other words, it was moving in the same direction, same speed, same altitude, island.
Did it maintain this position at all times while you were watching it?
It didn't last very long, but yes, at all times.
Uh-huh. Did this move away, or did it just disappear?
It apparently stopped its forward motion, and I got ahead of it, and I didn't see it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did it maintain its straight-line flight path, or... Pardon?
No, sir. I tried to veer away from it, and it came right alongside.
Kind of keeping an even pace?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any estimate as to how close it came to you?
Too damn close. If it had been... Well, that's the reason I veered away.
Uh-huh.
Air-to-air encounter or something that the pilot was scared to death of. And I'm no exception. And I thought it was going to fly to me.
Any estimate as to the number of feet away?
Well, not knowing the size of it, it's kind of hard to say. I'd say less than 50.
Okay.
Off my wing tip. Uh-huh. 65 or 70 feet.
Okay. Did you pick up any air turbulence?
Yes, sir.
Was that when it was the closest?
I can't say.
Okay.
But it was a turbulent area.
Okay.
Not past.
Any estimate in size? Just by comparing it with something else.
Maybe the size of a DC-3.
That's big. Did you see any trail or fire emitting from any part of it?
No, sir.
But in your opinion, was this a metallic surface?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you have the feeling that this thing was actually watching you?
You better believe it. It couldn't possibly have maintained its proximity to me without being aware of my presence.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any idea of the altitude that you were flying at the time?
12,500 feet
MSL. Okay. Over what area do you remember?
La Vida Pass.
Bermuda?
La Vida.
Oh, La Vida, okay.
La Vida Pass, that's the first range of the front range. And the eastern corner.
Okay.
Kind of southern corner. Near Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg and almost Cullman.
Okay, do you remember your speed?
Well, my airspeed was about 145, and the headwinds were like 28 knots, so I was doing about 120.
Okay.
And ground speed, I don't know. Don't know whether you want airspeed or ground speed.
No, that's okay. Did you have any interference with any of your electronic equipment?
I don't know.
Okay.
There was nothing audible, and it was some moments before I had enough composure to try it, and everything worked fine.
Okay. You pretty much had your eye on this thing at all times, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Did you communicate at all with Denver Center, see if you had this thing on radar?
No, sir. I called flight service station and kind of dead.
Right.
I was already tuned to that frequency. And I didn't know what to do, and I called and asked them if there was a precedent or anything. I did have my transponder activated, so they might have it on the lockdown.
I see. Okay. Okay, did you experience any problems with the aircraft before you got it down to the ground?
No, sir.
Your radio operated all right at all times?
Well, at the time that I tried it, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kind of plane were you flying?
Piper Cherokee 235.
Okay, how were the weather conditions?
It was windy, and of course turbulent would not pass. Visibility was probably 45, 50 miles.
Okay.
There were clouds over some mountain peaks, but there were none in the past.
Okay. Did that object reflect sunlight?
I wasn't in a position to be able to tell whether it would have or not. I was headed right into the sun as it was off my port wing.
I see, okay. Was there any other radio traffic while you were up there watching this thing?
I'm sorry, sir, I can't say.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your giving us your time and describing this, and we'll check it out and see if we can't come up with some kind of answer. If we do get any information on it, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I would certainly appreciate that, sir. Hope it turns out to be swamp gas.
Those days are gone forever, I'm afraid.
I don't think I've ever had a more traumatic experience.
still am not quite myself.
Did you have a fixed opinion on UFOs prior to this?
Well, I always wanted to see one. I would say yes, I probably did. I think I probably accepted the possibility of it.
Okay, you didn't have a camera along, did you?
Regrettably, I did not.
And we thank you again for giving us the time, and we come up with any answers, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Bye. Got a little feedback. We just finished talking to Mr. And he saw an object, a silver oblong, a spherical-shaped object, which looked like it was made of stainless steel, about the size of a DC-3. No appendages or openings of any kind aboard. And the thing, he watched it for about 2 minutes, approached to within about 50 feet of his wingtip. He tried to bank away from it as it came in. And eventually the thing apparently came to a complete stop in the sky, and then he just passed it, and that was the last he saw of it. Had it under observation for about 2 minutes.
Do you get a lot of calls like this?
Not so many from people in the sky. Most of our observers come from the ground, you know, ground observations. But airborne sightings are a rarity. I mean, they're a rarity as being reported to us. Whether a lot are being seen and not being reported, I don't know.
This stuff is pretty much on a legit type basis then, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't know, I just can't imagine anything like that.
No. Well, it just scared the hell out of him, I'll tell you that.
I bet it did.
He's still shaking, he says.
So what do you people do with a report like this?
Well, we hope that someone else will come along with maybe something from the ground in that same area so we can get kind of a verification. And then get all the data we can on the description and the behavior of the object and so forth, and then match it up with the material we got in our data bank, and then just hold it for future reference.
Well, I haven't heard another word about it. I talked to another pilot, was in the same vicinity at the same time. You know, he heard this other pilot reporting this, and he called late this evening for a weather briefing. He was telling me a lot of things that the pilot said that I had missed. You know, the radio communications aren't too good over there. And he was saying that the pilot was, I asked him the shape of it. I didn't copy it on the radio, and this other pilot, he called in, he said that he did report that it was round and there was no type of airflow at all on it.
Right. Yeah, it mesmerized him pretty bad because he didn't even think of looking at his instruments. He had his eyes locked on the object at all times. Then it started to approach him, and he banked away. He said when the object turned towards him, it didn't bank at all. It just made a very level turn.
Well, that would scare the heck out of you, wouldn't it?
You were still scared. His voice was quivering on the phone.
I guess so. What kind of airplane was that? A Piper Cherokee? Is that what he
said? 235 Piper Cherokee.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll sure keep my eyes and ears open over on this end.
Fine, and we sure appreciate the call.
Yes, sir, anytime.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye.